Right now it is time to bring in our friend from Jaisalmer, India, Arjun Singh. The first of every month, the first Wednesday of every month, we bring Arjun in and find out what's going on halfway around the world. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning.
And what is going on halfway around the world?
Well, weather changing here. It's getting cold here. Temperature is about 67 or 68. It's cold for us. And you can feel I have that cold. My throat problem is there. But otherwise, it's a tourist season. Lots of tourists are coming. Thousands of tourists are coming from all over the world and from other parts of the India also. People are very busy here. And then if we talk about the schools, then they have midterm exams, like half yearly exams in December. And then we have Christmas vacations of 7 days from 25th of December to 1st of January. So everyone is busy with these things, some with the tourists and, well, trying to just be away from that cold weather. And I was just preparing a lesson, advantages and disadvantages of smartphones, because I have to deliver this speech in a big school here in the town. And the other is that many dogs in this particular winter time. We have lots of puppies wandering here and there. And what I am teaching to my student for last couple of weeks, how we can make these stray or homeless dogs to the pet dogs. How can we do that? So if you just give them, if you feed them at your home, and then they don't wander here and there, they don't run behind the motorbikes, and otherwise they always, you can see them running on the roads there, accidents happen there. So how we can make them. And even I also submitted an application in the municipal corporation about the dogs. Well, people, they are amazed with these things. They are surprised. But when I told them that, well, we have to just take care of them, and especially in the winter season, so many, I think more than hundreds of puppies wandering here and there, sometimes on the roads. So I started to teach them from my school, from the students in the primary classes. So there, I told them that we can just make them pet dogs, because if you start to give something to them, then they will stay, remain at your home. They will not just run away in the streets, on the roads there. So that's why we can start something new for these dogs, which we really want to do right now. Because everyone who comes here, like the tourists and the foreigners, when they come, they take photos of those dogs wandering on the roads, and everyone, they have so many questions about these homeless dogs. But the thing is that now we have to change the things, and we can do this. I think it's not the responsibility of the government. It's the duty of the people who are living in this town. So with my students, I started this new mission. I think it is working, because some of my students, they have now their pet dogs. They gave some names to their dogs, and they are, I think, working hard for that. Hopefully it will work, and we can just take care of these stray and homeless dogs. What I learned when I was in U.S. from my trips, and I'm just going to give it to my students.
All right. Now, you put a picture of Gurdar up. He was holding two white things on strings. What was that?
Well, it's kind of a melon. It's just like watermelon. It's a kind of watermelon. They don't grow big. And especially we have these things during the monsoon season in our fields. This is only found in the desert area, and they don't grow big. But if they are not ripe, they are very bitter and very sour, and you can't even eat them. But we just collect them, then we peel them, and then we make garlands, and then we just hang it in our houses for 2 and 3 months, and then they are completely dry. And then we make a special recipe, and which is very delicious, and it's very spicy and sweet and sour. So it's just like a melons used for your cooking.
All right. So now, do you do the cooking, or is that's Anita? She does all that cooking, right?
Well, she does. She doesn't allow me to come in the kitchen. Definitely not, because because when I was in hostel and when I was in college in 1991 to 1996, 97, for 6 to 7 years, I cooked by my own. But she doesn't like me to enter in the kitchen, because I don't cook in the way where she cooks, because everything is neat and clean, and she has well managed the kitchen. She keeps the things at the right place. I can't do these things. It's not easy for me. So she doesn't allow me. She says, what you want to eat, let me know, and I will cook it for you. So she does these things. Well, every morning, every evening, she cooks for us. Like, we eat chapatis in the morning every day. We eat chapatis in the evening every day. Sometimes when she's very tired, and then she sometimes tells that, if you can just allow me, then I can just cook rice for you. But we people here in this area don't eat rice a lot. Chapatis in the morning, chapatis in the evening, hot chapatis, and then spicy curries. It's a must in the food, because we don't take salads, like not salad. It's not included in our food. So sometimes homemade yogurt and spicy curries and chapatis, that's all in the food. So she cooks for us, and she has to wake up early in the morning, like 4:30 or 5 a.m., because she has to make a lunchbox for Girdhar, because he has a school time, right, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And my school timing is 10 a.m. to 4. And she also has to go to the school 10 a.m. to 4. So she wakes up early in the morning, cooks food for all of us, makes lunchbox for Girdhar. I don't take the food at the school. So she cooks and I eat at home, and then I go. So always busy with the cooking and then going to the school and then coming back, what to cook tonight, what to cook tomorrow, all thinking about these things. Well, life is going on.
When does she market? Does she market going... How often does she market?
Well, she doesn't go out of the home, really. Often she doesn't go. It happens really maybe once or twice in a month. Otherwise, we have people, they just sell the things door to door. So we have some people, they sell vegetables. They have baskets full with the vegetables. They come to your home for the home delivery. Although it's a bit expensive, but you can believe on them that, yes, you can get a good vegetables. So... these peoples, we know them for so many years. We have been buying these things from them, so they know that on Sunday we are always at home, or we have any holiday, so they know, and then they come to sell the things. Even we get a lot of things, even for the bangles or the clothes for a tailor, a lot of things. They come to your home. It's like a home delivery, and then not like online delivery. It's not, you can't pay them online. No, you have to pay regular money to them, and then they just, because they don't have their bank accounts, because they are just like small merchants, but they give the things to you, they get money, and then they ask you when to come back, because they even don't have mobile phones. So we say that, yes, you have to come back on next Sunday, because we will be here. So they come, and then Anita buys vegetables from them, sometimes bangles, sometimes clothing, and all those things. So people, we say them just like vendors who are wandering in streets and market and selling things to door to door.
It is exactly how it used to be done. And I think that's very interesting. It's a good reminder. And I will have a to be continued on that one when we speak next month. So okay. I hope you feel better.
I saw some photos of Sharon, I tried to find out which this place is, because the clock tower and the library, and I can see on the road, Main Street Road, and home farm and near the roads, and I can see that the snow is everywhere. It's covered. The snow is everywhere, because I have been there more than 3 times, but I never experienced the snowfall. But this time I can see that the snow is falling. I think it's in quantity. So a lot of snow is there. And I also checked a post of Marcel, sir. I think 6 inches or like that. So I think stay safe. And wish Girdhar one day could see that snowfall, because he likes snow more than me.
Right. Okay. Feel right. Better. Thank you.
Take care, Arjun.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Now that is Around the World with Arjun Singh. Arjun joins us once a month here on The Breakfast Club.